Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר
We're reading Bala Sulam Shamati 21. It's in the Big Shamati book, page 74. Shamati 21, when one feels oneself in a state of ascent. You can ask questions at kab.tv and relevant questions will be aired live. Again, Shamati 21, when one feels oneself in a state of ascent. When one feels oneself in a state of ascent, that he is high-spirited, when he feels that he has no desire but only for spirituality, it is then good to delve in the secrets of the Torah, to attain its internality. Even if one sees that although one exerts oneself to understand anything and still does not know anything, it is still worthwhile to delve in the secrets of the Torah, even 100 times in a single thing. One should not despair, meaning say that it is useless, since he does not understand anything. This is so for two reasons. One, when one studies some issue and yearns to understand it, that yearning is called a prayer. This is because a prayer is a lack, meaning that one is craving what he lacks, that the Creator will satisfy his desire. The extent of the prayer is measured by the desire, since the thing that one needs most, the desire for it is greater. For according to the measure of the need, so is the measure of the yearning. There is a rule that in the thing that one makes the most effort, the exertion increases the desire, and one wants to receive fulfillment for one's deficiency. Also, a desire is called a prayer, the work in the heart, since, as written, the merciful one wants the hearts. It turns out that then one can give a true prayer, because when one studies the words of the Torah, the heart must be freed from other desires, and give the mind the strength to be able to think and scrutinize. If there is no desire in the heart, the mind cannot scrutinize. As our sages said, where one always learns where one heart desires. When one heart desires. In order for one's prayer to be accepted, it must be a whole prayer. Hence, when scrutinizing in a whole measure, one educes from it a whole prayer. And then one's prayer can be accepted, because the Creator hears a prayer. But there is a condition. The prayer must be a whole prayer, and not have other things mixed in the middle of the prayer. Two, the second reason is that at that time, since one is separated from corporeality to some extent, and is closer to the quality of bestowal, the time is better suited to connect with the interior of the Torah, which appears to those who have equivalence with the Creator. This is because the Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one. However, when one is in a state of self-reception, he belongs to the externality and not to the internality.
It is written, the reason of Torah is opposite to the reason of the landlords. He who has no point in the heart can never understand what is the advancement and that same path one need to go through on the way to the Creator. He thinks that a bit more studying, a bit more doing, all kind of actions, to be a bit wiser, a bit smarter, in what it's written and what's in the books, to know what is written, but to really be in it, be familiar with it. This is so-called the reason of the landlord. It's he who works with his ego is called a landlord, with his nature. Obviously, God forbid, it's not with any criticism at people, as this is how they are made. this is the Creator's will, that this is how it will be, and we have to respect each and every creature, even a little ant. She also has the right of existence. Rather, there is an oppositeness. The Torah is opposite to the reason of the landlords, because the reason of the Torah, if a person has a point in the heart, then he can acquire the Torah, because it is bestowal, love of others. Opposite to the landlords, to the desire, what the desire to receive determines. And that oppositeness is acquired by connection with the light, with the Creator, through the work in the group, which is completely the opposite to a person. If he's a landlord, he studies, he sits alone with his Talmud or in the group, and this is how they study, they arguing about the things and clarifying, whereby he who need to change himself in line with what the spark in the heart awakens him, then he's already searching for a way of changing himself, not to fulfill the desire with reason and knowledge and being sharp about it, of what's written there in the Gemara. Rather, for him, what's important is to what extent he changes himself in accordance with the Creator, which is the host. And he wants to change his quality to the extent that he got rid of what he is and acquired the quality of the Creator, being Adam, he who resembles the Creator. Hence, this path is the opposite. And he ascends and descends. He needs to change himself. So he's in an environment that supports that. He's in an environment that evoked the changes in him and the upper light, according to what happens in his environment and in his study, works on him. And then a person receives changes. First of all, he is emptied from what he is. His values are being changed. On the outside, you hardly see any changes on the person. He's a bit more sleepy, or a bit more alert. And it happened one way or another. Every time there's changes, there are changes, depends on the intensity of one's work. To the extent that he invests more, the more he is attracted to it, the more he uses it in each and every moment in his life in accordance with the situation, as much as he's capable of exerting for self-change. Accordingly, he goes through states. As long as he's not accustomed to go through those states, so that they will he will be exposed to them externally, meaning that he can determine now that I am under the dominion of these states. So, as one who is experienced, he can determine I'm in a state of descent and ascent, that has to undergo this way, that has to go in that way. So he begins to identify with the changes and not with he who feel the changes. That means that he begins to elevate himself towards a screen. There's no real screen. But he is already, as an expert, well, I'll try and define what's the right word in Hebrew. As he sees himself and can examine himself and determine who he is and what he is and from an objective point, independent point, does work with himself. These are the initial states of the spiritual advancement, however very important stages, whereby not every person is capable of going through that, coping with it. Thus, leave the group, the advancement, the self-change. Just go out back to be a landlord and is not heading towards developing the point of the guest. The reason of the landlord is opposite to the reason of the Torah, means that if he's in the reason of Torah, he feels himself as a guest, and the creator is the host, is the landlord. As we spoke more than once, then he wants to change himself in accordance with the landlord. This is what is called the reason of the Torah. To be in bestowal is his goal. And in accordance, he determined his states. However, here, as he goes, the first states, in a sense, understands and disconnection from his ordinary mind and feeling, you see how he totally changes, as if for the first time he begins to sense that there is external governance upon him. And this is actually what is unique about the sensation of the changes in our spiritual inner development. When a person feels that something governs him, there's never such a sensation in his prior ordinary life that I felt the one who governs, someone come to me and wants to govern, etc., meaning external bodies. And here, for the first time, I feel that something descends upon me, conquers me, fills me up from within, and governs me. This thing is very special. This is a very unique sensation, I remember. It was a real wonder for me. Very unpleasant sensation, very not understandable, until a person begins to control it and seeing it, the work of the Lord upon him. Until one is willing to determine that this is how it is, that he agreed to it, until he begins to evoke it, till he anticipate it, like one anticipates looking forward to some meeting of love, when one begins to appreciate the work of the Creator upon him, so that it will happen in every moment, and he only give appreciation, praise the actions, and not for his ego, his wrong desire that feels, rather. It doesn't matter what states he's going through, only for the Creator to work upon him. This is actually his prayer. So that as many changes as possible will happen to him in accordance with what the Creator is doing. And it's all for the good. So to that extent of identifying with it, agreeing with it, to the extent one anticipated, later on his dedication is measured, his devotion, the degree of his slavery to the Creator, his enslavement, the degree of his prayer. Thus one advances. That is what happens in the first stages of the work. Later on, there's already a reciprocal, more scrutinized work. as he does it with his mutual pistol, receiving the forces and knowing how to work with it, and then getting to a dialogue with it, meaning he enters desire to bestow, that is already in the mutual flavors with the host, how he tastes and how am I tasting, etc. However, all that begins with the initial ascents and descents, whereby a person grows accustomed to the external control over him. Yes.
Timur from Istanbul is asking, is it possible to rise when I feel a descent? Could it be an ascent when I feel that I'm in a descent?
When ascend or descend, the person determines. One always is elevated in sanctity and never descend, lowered. So there's no such thing. If he referred to the Creator, if he measured with respect to the Creator, even if he's in a low state, so already there, if he determines that that connects me to him, then he's already in an ascent. So we have to discern between sensation and reality. Reality means the degree of connection with the Creator. Sensation could be in all directions. And to discern in a very clear manner. In a descent, I can't truly descend. My entire mind and heart are in the desire to receive. However, in the ascent, it means that the point in the heart receives independence. Thus, from within it, I can determine my state. My appreciation then is from within the point in the heart, and I determine, yes, I am feeling bad, however, by that I have advanced towards the good. As good for me is connection with the Creator, and not that good is how I feel within my desire to receive. You see that I determine the value of the situation according to proximity to the Creator, not according to what the desire to receive feels. Hence, there's a difference. Yes.
Omer from Udine is asking, what does it mean to feel as a guest?
To feel as a guest means to the extent that he even feel as a guest in this world. In his world, meaning in his state. Not that he's transient here, living corporeally. Rather, there is upper control or governance that rules him, controls him, and he does want to reveal it and to agree with its control, and to the extent that he agrees with this foreign control, this control is being revealed. It shows him, show itself as not that pleasant, not that comfortable. However, the person, in order to identify himself with it, willing to determine that not the, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant determines that control, rather its greatness, its destiny, its uniqueness. He begins to determine the value of that control, not according to the pleasantness in the desire to receive, rather the appreciation within the point in the heart, being according to bestow. Well, to start with, we have no values for it. Love of others, love of the Creator, but is proximity to the quality of bestowal. However, gradually, we have somewhere to start from. Hence, he is asking for the power from the light of that reform to develop this attitude in him, that the more the Creator disclosed that he control over him on top of his desire to receive and in favor of his desire to bestow, that will increase. He is willing more and more to relinquish his desire to enjoy for the sake of bestowal, and his desire for this upper control would be revealed in him more and more. Yes.
Yaakov from Germany is asking, what does it mean that the prayer was accepted? Whether the prayer was accepted or not, how is that felt?
When a prayer was accepted, it's according to the depiction of the guest and the host. Meaning, how do I know that I have asked and now I have received from the changes that what I've asked for, as a matter of fact, I'm receiving right now. I'm receiving now, and I don't know how to put it, because it can come in different manners. But, in short, I feel that this is what I wanted. According to my preparation, I was asking for a change, to be more bestower, more expressive, more being able to relinquish, to cut off oneself. And definitely, I deserve that change. When the change comes to me, I don't feel good, because nevertheless, this change is felt on my flesh. I asked in potential. I wasn't yet in that degree of relinquishing. I just asked for the light to come and change me, and when the light comes and changes, I'm not in a good state, a good sensation, and not feel it as a good power. However, once the light performs the action, once I make a summary of all this part in my path, I see that this is what I was asking for, and this is what I received. That's it. By that, I feel myself as a partner with the Creator. Yes. Mm-hmm.
A student from Hadera is asking, it is written that at the time of the ascent, it is good to delve in the secrets of the Torah. What does it mean, to delve in the secrets of the Torah?
Yes, at time of ascent, it's good to delve in the secrets of the Torah, because the person is closer to the topic it is written about. In all the books, it is written about the act of bestowal, nothing else. Consequently, proximity and adhesion with the Creator. If one is in ascent by having certain impression, elation, then he can understand and feel further in his inner kelim, not in his mind and ordinary heart, that he is close to the topic he reads about in the books, and he feel and understand more of what is written, even if he doesn't quite feel and understand, but he has a general impression, you know, like kind of a general spirit feel without the scrutiny. Because that illumination doesn't enter the kelim and scrutinize them and give him discernments that he work with and understand why and how things happen. Rather, a general impression. This is how a person feel. What a person feel good about. And a person will come and say, "Well, you feel good because you ate some piece of a nice cake." And someone else would say, "In this piece of cake, there's such and such minerals, vitamins, and sugars, etc. Hence, it affected you on all your systems, and you know, that went up and that went down in you, etc. Hence, you're feeling good." You see? So there's different ways about it, to the extent that he can understand. So we need to understand down to the conclusion of all thoughts and desires of ours, each and every action. Meaning that is the light of Absag that comes and scrutinizes the vessels, and that is what he scrutinizes. Why? Because the deeper you understand and connect the mind to the feel, you have further deepness, richness because the light of Chochmah also shines in the light of Chassadim. And it's not just a nice feeling from the light of Chassadim. The intellectual scrutiny greatly intensifies the sensation in the heart. Maybe some other questions?
Avi from Haifa says or asks, it is written that when a person delves in some issue and tries to understand it, this yearning is called a prayer. Can the prayer of the individual receive an answer? We learn that only the prayer of the many can be answered.
Yet, for us, there is a difference between the prayer of the individual and the prayer of the many. A person is still discerned his thoughts and desires, were he connected to the environment, or in them he alone relates to the Creator. For him, Israel, the light and the Creator aren't accepted as one complete form as yet. And this is the time of preparation. What can we do? However, the more he will advance, the more he will feel that it is one. Simply, gradually, by the light, through the light, the pattern of everyone together and what he sees in his vessels, will all appear to him naturally as one. As Bala Sulam tells us in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, he says, it's obvious to every reasonable person that what we see on the outside is within us. Well, reason clear to every reasonable. So who's reasonable in our world? Rather, this is how it will be accepted gradually by the influence of the light. Yes?
Carlos from Brazil is asking, when I'm in a state of ascent, should I be afraid of the descent?
One need not be afraid of anything. Rather, if he's afraid of a descent, it's good. That's already a state where he will feel bad in the descent, and that gives him certain strong, good discernments. However, later on, he will ascend above it. So he's not afraid of the descent. Rather, he will separate himself. To the extent he will separate himself from his desire to receive, meaning those blows, those unpleasant sensations during the time of descent, come to us in order for us to remove ourselves from the desire, from our desire to receive, for us not to identify with it. You feel bad? Well, you deserve it, you donkey. And we're moving to the next side.
Moving to the next part from the Zohar.